When the challenge went out, it was the foolish virgins who were caught without any oil. They had lamps, a semblance of light, but no oil, no real illumination. And virgins here is not about gender, but about spiritual purity. These girls were true to God, the God they believed in. They didn't worship other gods, but they had no light and no oil. Interesting thought that. They thought that they were prepared simply because they had a lamp, but the function of the lamp they completely missed. Theirs wouldn't give out any light when the time came, because they had no oil. The oil, of course, is the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, so these girls had the form, the letter, the lamp, but not the Spirit, the oil, the illumination, the revelation. They'd bought into religion, not relationship. Learned men, Pharisees, scribes and Sadducees spent their whole lives studying the letter of the law and prided themselves on it. But of the Spirit they knew nothing, and it made them furious when they were found out. Jesus comes to them and says, "You've heard it said, but I say to you," cutting across everything they thought they knew. They were furious. We don't like to be found out. What's more, they weren't about to believe what he said or change their ways. And this is the essence of the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus constantly says, "You have heard it said, but I say to you," signalling radical change ahead. Oh boy. Perhaps he's going to be saying similar things to us as we travel this road into a kingdom lifestyle. Maybe there are going to be things about which we're so sure we would stake our lives, but when he comes with his light, we find we just don't know. If you're teachable at this point and mouldable, you'll be rejoicing. If you're not, you may be thinking you've read enough or heard enough. Choice is yours. Doesn't take us long, does it? And it didn't take us long before we were faced up with that word again, choice. It's what life in the Spirit is all about. I'll see you tomorrow if you feel you're going to stick with the program.